On this episode of Corona Brides, I interview Mary, and she and Jake had a small intimate ceremony at their family's ranch. And even though it wasn't the original plan, she said it was the most perfect wedding she could have ever dreamed of. And I love this story so much because if you're listening and you're struggling with changing your date, just know that it may not be the original plan, but it could definitely be absolutely perfect and maybe even more than you dreamed of. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we have a very special guest who just married into the same family that I will be marrying into. So super excited to interview Mary. Thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Mary. So it's official. Y'all had your ceremony over the weekend. Tell us about it.
So it was perfect, which is, you know, it still kind of boggles the mind because it wasn't at all really what we had planned originally.
We
got married at my husband's family's ranch, which was not the original venue, but it was beautiful and it was very intimate, very small. We only had about 18 guests, I think. And it was really beautiful, and it felt the whole time like what we had wanted it to feel like.
That gave me chills.
So it felt very special, and it felt very authentic to who we are and to what we wanted. And with it being so small, it was nice because I got to spend, you know, most of it with Jake.
And yes, that's so special. I love that.
Yeah, I know sometimes when weddings get bigger, sometimes it's easy to get lost in all of the people.
But absolutely, yes. And you're going around having to say like, hello, 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 which is nice. But at the same time, I get the intimate feeling. I mean, like that, it is so special, and you'll be able to have those memories with those 18 people that were there.
Yeah, yeah. And it was so funny. We were just panicked right up until the day of, because it was supposed to rain.
Yes.
It had been forecasting rain for like 2 weeks. There was a terrible storm. We got married on Saturday. There was a terrible storm Friday night. Like it knocked down branches on the property. And we had been planning to do everything outside. One, because it's beautiful, and two, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, open air, and, you know, hoping that that would make people feel a little more comfortable with everything going on.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just by chance, found this wonderful company, Indie House Events, and they have these beautiful, huge teepee tents. And they, you know, rent them out for events. And I called them the weekend before the wedding, with fingers crossed, hoping like, please have something available.
Yes. So we need a plan.
And they were so grateful. They were like, yes, we don't have anything. We absolutely have a tent available. And they came and set it up starting at 7 a.m. Saturday morning. So after all of the rain, and then it was funny because it didn't actually rain on Saturday. The weather ended up being beautiful.
It was beautiful. Like it was, yeah. It was gorgeous that day. Like I think it was 78, which, okay, y'all, we're from Texas, so like right now it's like 99. So I mean, and that was just last Saturday. It was, I remember telling Ronnie, like, they have the most beautiful day. This is a perfect day.
Yes, it was gorgeous. And Jake and I both ended up being really grateful that we had the tent, because with all of the rentals that we had and all of the florals, it was perfect. It had that beautiful, intimate kind of like boho,
yes,
Texan feel. And it actually made the wedding feel more special.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So did y'all get married under the tent?
We didn't. So there is one spot on the property that Jake spent like 3.5 clearing out, mm-hmm. like clearing all of this brush and It's, you know, I think probably the prettiest place on the property. And Jake didn't tell me this until we had decided not to go with the original venue and to get married down at the ranch. But he said that as he was clearing out that space, that he thought of his someday in the future wedding.
No way.
Yeah. And when we were picking a venue, that wasn't a thing that he had ever said to me. And then when we decided to do it down at the ranch, he was like, well, you know, babe, actually, it's like there's this spot that I think would be really cool. So we ended up doing the ceremony there.
Oh, I love that. See, that's meant to be 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, we had this amazing wedding coordinator, and she was the coordinator and the event designer, and she did all the floral design. Ashley Mauricio Flores with the Vintage Bouquet in San Antonio. She's genius. And so for the day of, I just relinquished like any decision making to her.
There you go.
Yeah. And so when she got to the property on Saturday, she was going to make the call about whether we would do the ceremony under the tent or whether we would do the ceremony at Jake's spot. And so I didn't even know. I had no idea where we were going to be doing the ceremony.
You're like,
until I got there.
Doesn't even matter. Like, let's just, yeah.
Yeah.
That is so. So what was the... Tell the listeners, because most of the listeners, as you know, are Corona brides. They're going through the same thing that you went through, that I'm going through. What was your original plan? I know it was April 5th, but where was the venue? And because y'all kind of had a few plans, right?
Yes. So originally it was April 10th.
Oh, April 10th.
Which, yeah, that was Good Friday.
Okay, that's right.
And it was at Rambling Rose Ranch in Dripping Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to do the ceremony and the reception all in this one space. And it's beautiful. One of the owners is a master gardener. And the property has like a bunch of different spaces, which we really liked.
Yeah.
Like there's a beautiful outdoor space with this mosaic patio that they handmade and these beautiful hanging windows around it. So it was this really lovely focal point. And they had a really beautiful oak tree that a lot of people do their ceremonies in front of. And so that was the original plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we had rentals from Be Lavish and Mintage, which are rental companies in Austin and San Antonio. And then Ashley has always been part of the process. And then catering from Buck Street Social in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we were trucking through, we were going to get it done. And then 2 or 3 weeks before that, I think it might have been three. Mm-hmm. It was around the week of like March 12th,
yes,
I think.
Yes, that's when it we kind of started to hear about COVID-19, not really knowing. I sure didn't know what it was. I was like, what? And so, yeah, we had no, I don't think we really quite realized the impact.
Right. So that week, I called Ashley frantic. Obviously.
Yeah.
and very hurriedly moved everything to September 20th.
September. Okay.
Yeah, got in touch with the venue and the caterer and Ashley and the photographer, and we had moved everything to September 20th. And then Jake and I got to talking, and we didn't want to wait.
Yeah.
Like there were a lot of reasons for that. Mm-hmm. And so we had very briefly talked about doing the ceremony still on April 10th, but doing it just with family at the Airbnb that we had booked.
See, I remember that. I remember that that was a plan for a little bit because Rhonda had told us.
Yes. So the Airbnb... Yeah, second plan. The Airbnb was beautiful. It was it's like this yurt on a property. Justin is the guy who owns mm-hmm. it, and he has a yurt and then like three or four tiny houses and then this huge like barn dominium thing. And we were like, you know what? We'll just do it small, yeah. but do it mm-hmm. there. And then, you know, shortly thereafter started the stay at home order started yeah. coming, and in Austin and San Antonio, it was like, well, we're not going to be able to right. do that. So, we were kind of trying to figure out how to still do something and do it sooner.
Right. Exactly.
And the person that we communicated the most with about timing actually was our photographer. It was really important for us to have beautiful photos Absolutely. Of our mm-hmm. wedding. And our photographer, Morgan, is a personal friend of mine. And she lives in Columbus, Ohio, but she used to live in San Antonio, but she was flying down for the wedding. So it kind of hinged on
when Morgan could
be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everybody else is like, we're at home. Just call us because no mm-hmm. one else could leave. It's just, yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly. So she and I were talking in April, and she was like, okay, Mary, can we pick a date? Like, I will come mm-hmm. whenever you pick, but can we pick a date maybe next month? And I was like, yes. What date works for you? Yeah. Let's do something. And so May 16th is what worked. And so we decided to do that. And originally there were so many plans, Jordy. Oh my gosh. we had talked about doing it with just us and maybe parents at one of the state parks, because we love hiking and we love camping, and Las Maples in particular mm-hmm. is very special to us. So we had talked about doing that. And then it was just like, you know what? We can't, there's so much that we can't control
exactly.
mm-hmm. if we're doing it there. And so we had gone down to the ranch to visit with Jake's parents. And while we were there, I was like, babe, let's just do it here.
Yeah.
It's just, it felt right. It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Let's just do it here.
And you know what? I feel like it really did. I mean, Rhonda sent me a picture and it was gorgeous. And I just feel like it's so hard, in that, like, one big reason why I do this podcast is to talk to the brides. And so when they listen, if they're going through the same thing, because you truly, and that's why I was like, I have to interview Mary, because y'all changed your plans a lot and then ultimately decided we want to do it earlier rather than later, because you have reasons for that. And that's how, girl, that is how I felt. I was like, we can't wait till October, November, December. Like, we have to do it. But then also, okay, y'all, we're from Texas. Remember, it gets so hot. Like,
you yes.
It's like June, July, August. We're going to melt our guests out there. So COVID's not an issue at that time. Yeah. So I get it. There were so many reasons why you had to end up doing what you did. So I'm just so happy that y'all were able to choose May 16th, and it ended up being just absolutely gorgeous outside.
Oh my gosh. And so much about it ended up being like more special than we had planned. Oh, like,
I love that.
We ended up staying at Hotel Emma the night before. That's right.
Yes.
And the night of the wedding.
That's awesome.
And, you know, if we'd gotten married in Dripping Springs, that wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And Hotel Emma is actually really special in the story of our relationship, because our very first date, we went to the Botanical Gardens for a cooking demonstration and a meal. And then afterwards, we went to Sternworth, the beautiful yes. bar that's at Hotel Emma. And then Jake proposed at Southern.
Oh my gosh. See, that's
one of
perfect.
The restaurants in Hotel Emma. Yes. And so, you know, getting to stay there as part of our wedding weekend mm-hmm. ended up being so special. And then having everything at the ranch and the tent mm-hmm. and the florals, and just like everything was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It fell into place. And I'm sure you could probably tell the brides listening at the time, like when when March 12th came around, like, what were you thinking then? Like, I'm not going to be able to have the wedding of my dreams. What to do? Like, your head starts to spin, right?
Oh yeah, it definitely did. It was a very panicked, like, I have to fix this.
And you can't, there's so much that you can't control. And then, like, I don't know if Jake said this, but like Ronnie told me, it sounds so bad. He's like, I just want to get the wedding over with. And I'm like, no, that's not what a wedding is about. Don't say it like that. But like, he doesn't
mean. Girl, I said you that did. 5 days before our wedding. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Like, one day last week, I looked at Jake. I was like, I just want it done. I'm so over it.
To say it out loud, it sounds so bad. Like, because you would never think that you would say, I just want my wedding to be over with. But when you're trying to just plan it and who can come and who's going to be scared to death to come and who is gonna it's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. And with us planning so many different iterations of the wedding, it's like, I'm a planner, I'm very type A, I'm very meticulous with things, and you know, so initially I was definitely panicked, but I was also like, okay, I can handle this, I got it. And like, honestly, pretty laid back about changing plans. It's like, well, you know, I can't control that COVID is a thing, so let me just handle it.
Exactly.
But it did start to get overwhelming after, you know, like iteration number 4.
Well, yeah, and I think as it would for anybody, like no matter how patient you are, I feel like after changing, and because I get it, it's not just like in your mind, it wasn't just about you and Jake, it was about your families and like, well, what's also best for them? And so I think that's the part that we struggle with the most. Like, it's not only trying to please ourselves and have our dream wedding, we are also trying to accommodate everybody else and how we can make it all happen. And so I think that's when the stress kicks in. But I feel like you definitely had a great attitude. Like, I would have never known, but you know, so I feel like that's awesome. And I know that Jake is amazing, and just the support from all of the family. Like, I'm super happy for y'all. And have you posted? I saw a picture that Rhonda posted, but has your photographer posted your photos yet?
No.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
I can't wait to see either. She was texting me yesterday, and she's still in Texas, actually. So she is flying back to Columbus on Monday and said she's going to start looking through things and editing then, because she'll have her like big computer screen to work with. So she said she'll send me some sneak peeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
On Monday, which I cannot wait.
Yes, that's going to be so awesome. So one thing that I always like to ask the bride, I like to ask the bride for the brides listening, what is your best advice that you could say? Because it sounds like you couldn't have planned like a more perfect wedding for you and Jake. So like, what advice could you give them?
I think the thing that made the whole experience easier, I felt really supported in the whole process. And that's because we had vendors who we had personal relationships with.
Yeah.
And trusted. And I mean, honestly, like, Jake is amazing. Like, he's the most wonderful human.
Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful for him. And like, he was nothing but loving and supportive and helpful in the process. Morgan, my photographer, you know, we've known each other for years, and it was such a gift to work with her, because she would just send me these beautifully loving text messages where she's like, I'm so excited for your wedding. I can't wait to shoot it. Thank you so much for including me in your day. Aww. I know everything is changing, but it's going to happen and it's going to be beautiful.
Yes. And that's so
reassuring. It was the same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing with Ashley. And so I think that having a supportive team of people really made the difference for us. I think
that's so good to hear. And I feel like that's really great advice, because even if they don't have a personal relationship, maybe start one, you know. Well, if they didn't, they probably do now, because it just, maybe some brides are hesitant to reach out, but I would say definitely reach out to your vendors, your photographer, and just get to talking to them. And then you could build a plan together. And then I think that's what it is. It's very uncertain, because I think you wonder, like, okay, how can we put all of these pieces together to happen on a certain day that might have to be changed again? So I really think that is good advice. They just need to be in communication, and don't be scared, because I think that you just have to do it right now. You have to communicate with all of your vendors.
Absolutely. And understand that, like, you know, COVID has been devastating for people who are in wedding and event work.
For sure.
And so, you know, it's like I didn't expect any of them to, you know, be able to work miracles.
Yeah.
But just they, it's like they all wanted to support Jake and I, and they all wanted to do the best that they could. And so all of our conversations were, you know, very kind and very compassionate. And
that's great.
You know, it's like checking on them. It's like, how are you? How are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
And it made a big difference. And even with people that I didn't know, like the owner of Be Lavish, our rental company, I didn't know her before this, but we had a beautiful conversation and, you know, got to know a little bit about her and what she's going through. And I think it really helped the whole process feel better. Yeah,
that's good. I feel like you just kind of have to be open and transparent right now. that's the best thing that you can do. Well, I am super excited for y'all, and I love the fact that y'all got to do Hotel Emma. That's going to be a place that you go to the rest of your lives, and you take your future children, and you're going to have those stories. And so I feel like it was a plan all along. You just didn't know it.
Exactly. It all worked out as it was supposed
to. It all worked out. Yes. Well, Mary, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I loved chatting with you and getting to hear everything. And I can't wait to see those pictures.
Thanks so much for having me, Jordy.
All right. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of Corona Brides, and I just love Mary and Jake so much. I cannot wait to be a part of their family. And honestly, I love this story, because I feel like she really, you could just hear the joy in her voice. And I feel like even though it was not their original plan, I feel like it was definitely God's plan, because it sounds like they're going to have just so many memories that they will always be able to physically go to that location, like the location where they got married, and being able to go to Hotel Emma where he proposed, they had their first date, then that's where they had their honeymoon. I mean, just so many things that she probably never thought, well, I know she didn't. That wasn't the original plan. And I think that getting married on the family ranch, it was amazing and so special. And they changed, I think it really was like 4 different times, she said. So happy that it worked out for them. And if you are listening, just know that staying in touch with your vendors is very important. Don't be scared to reach out. You have to be just on the same page with them, and they're going to be very understanding. And you also just have to be patient and go with the flow. So this was episode 9. All right, guys, we're going to have episode 10 coming up. Can't wait. See you next time.